It's good to be here. Thank the Lord for another day. Just thinking on my way up here this evening and riding by myself, talking to the Lord, and we serve a good God.
Yeah.
Amen. A merciful God and a loving God.
Amen.
And thing about the little lady at Cubble, I just mentioned earlier, I got to talk to her back a few, that's been about a year ago, I run into her at the funeral home the last time I actually saw her. And talking to her, and I walked up to her and told her I wanted to thank her for something. And I said, you know, we growed up just down the road from you, and, you know, we was just dirt poor, little old dirty kids, and didn't have much in this life, and had a home and food in her belly, and that's about all we had. And as we growed up, as into boys and men, neighbors get on the phone, talk about us worse than a dog. And supposed to be people going to church, Christian people was doing this, and we was listening to them. Had a party line, buddy. Let me tell you, you find out a lot with a party line.
Yeah.
And we slipped knees that phone up every once in a while. We knew about what time of day Mr. Furby and our aunt would get on the phone and talk about it, so we'd go in there and ease that phone up and get the broadcast, you know. And but anyway, I went up to this lady and I told her, I said, I just want to thank you for something. She said, what's that? I said, I just want to thank you for being good to us. All years of living in that neighborhood, not one time did I ever hear that woman on the phone gossiping about anybody. And she was always good to us kids, all the neighborhood kids, and I thanked her for that and told her I told her this, and she got a chuckle out of it. She's a lot older than me. I growed up with her kids. I said, I want to tell you, I think you're the most prettiest woman that ever walked face this earth. It's not just because of your looks, but because of how you are. And I tell you, that means a lot. You know that?
Amen.
People act like somebody and treat you like somebody, mm-hmm. It makes them a beautiful person. It doesn't matter if they're dirt ugly, it still makes them a beautiful person.
Right.
Amen. And I just think about the love that she showed us, and she even assisted teaching in school and was my substitute teacher a few times and always so good to us. And I just love her for that. And tonight she's fighting a great battle. But I know that the Bible says the last enemy to be conquered is death, and she's about ready to conquer that, and she's going to go home and be with the Lord. Anyway, nevertheless, she just touched my heart over the years, and I thought about the love, and that's what if God let me tonight, I want to preach on. The Lord be our helper. I'm not going to try to out-preach Brother Eric. I'm not going to try to out-preach Brother Jerry. Can't do it. They're brothers, and I respect them. I'm not looking for a message that some preachers never preached. I'm not looking for anything like that. I just want to preach to you about the love of God tonight.
Amen.
If you'll just pray for us a few minutes' time. The book of Jude tonight. I would tell you what chapter, but there ain't but one. Book of Jude, right before Revelation. And we're going to start reading in the 20th verse and probably read most of it, finish it out. This chapter, this book is a very strong book, I think, I don't know why the Lord led me here last night. I was reading this and just kind of dwelling on the love and stuff. And you know, God's love surpasses all understanding.
Amen.
I just can't comprehend why that God loved me enough that He would let Jesus come down here and die for me. No wretched sinner. But I'm sure thankful He had mercy. Amen. The 20th verse, He said, but ye, beloved, build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. He said, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Father in heaven, Lord, tonight as we come before You right now, God, asking Your blessings upon the precious Word of God tonight. Lord, help me to preach it. Now, Lord, the way You'd have it preached, Lord, we say nothing more, nothing less than that which You'd have. And, Lord, that we give You glory and praise for everything, Lord, tonight. In Jesus' precious name, God, we pray and ask these favors. Amen and amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I know it's kind of hard to understand, but I kept reading this 21st verse. He said, keep yourselves in the love of God. And
amen.
Well, I kept thinking about how much God loved us and how much He cared for His people. Amen. Back yonder in the Old Testament. Amen. The Bible said that He heard their cries, and the brother preached on that this morning and just blessed my heart. Amen. How that God heard their cries. And, amen. And told Moses to go down there and deliver them. And you think about this morning that God heard your cry one day. Amen. Because He loved you. And He cared for you. How that whenever you was in trouble, that when you cried out, amen, He loved you enough, amen, that He reached down and, amen, and touched your heart, amen, and give you life eternal. I thought about that all day. Just how much God really loved us. You think about now, the Bible said the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. Amen, but the first one He mentioned was love. I believe tonight that our salvation hinges off of that one word. Amen, if we've been born again, I washed in the blood of the Lamb, I believe tonight, amen, that we have a love, amen, that's unconditional, amen, that God placed in our heart, because His love is unconditional tonight, because if He didn't love us, amen, the Bible said that He loved us while we was yet sinners, amen, that He died, and that for the ungodly. I'm so thankful tonight, amen, how much He loved me, how much He cared for me, and that hasn't stopped. Amen. Turn my back on God. Amen. And go to hell tonight. Brother Jerry, He'll still love me. Amen. He'll say that was one of mine. Amen. But listen, there's coming a judgment. And if we don't stay in the love of God, amen, we will find ourselves, amen, in a lake of fire. And I know tonight that we all come short of the glory of God. We all sin. But I'm here to tell you tonight, amen, if we do, hey, God loves us enough that He gave His Son for us. Amen. And He's here to love. Amen. And He'll hear our prayers. Amen. And He'll save our souls.
Amen.
Amen. He said over here in the book of Hebrews, amen, let's read one verse to you, and it's in the 10th chapter if you want to find it, 24th verse, He said this. He said, let us consider one another, to provoke unto love and to good works.
Amen.
Listen, He goes on. I'm going to read this next verse because it means a lot. He said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Folks, I believe, according to God's Word, it says, how the love of many is waxed cold, because iniquity abounds. As Jerry said, so many people are wrapped up in the world. Amen. I'm not here throwing off on them. The Bible said those that are strong are to help them that are weak. Folks, tonight, I believe tonight with all my heart we all get weak at some point in time. But listen, He said for us to provoke one another to love. Amen. If you can't love your brother, how in the world can you love God? Amen. Listen, this is the way I look at love. Love is something that takes and blinds a person. Amen. To the things of this world. Amen. If we truly love God, I believe tonight, amen, that you can look past one another's faults. Amen. Well, any one of us tonight are not perfect. Amen. I've never walked on water, Brother Eric. Amen. But listen to this. Amen. I have felt the love of God. Amen. In my heart, I have felt the presence of the Lord in times that whenever I needed Him. I remember a time, Brother, out on the back porch, 4 o'clock in the morning, my heart was so broke. Amen. Talking to God. Amen. And I remember, just as plain as I remember anything, how that God spoke to me that morning and said, I'm right here. I love you. And I'll take care of things. Amen. As I was sitting there, amen, I cried. I was sitting there alone on the porch. Amen. And I was begging God for mercy. And God rushed down that night. Amen. And I heard a noise. Amen. A noise that I was looking for. And God said, there she is.
Yeah.
She's home safe.
Amen.
And I believe tonight that's the love of God, don't you?
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
And I've told my children this many times. Amen. I can't always be with you. And I know you're in the things you shouldn't be. But I love you. And I pray for you. That God will keep His hand on you. Amen. And watch over you. Till you come to your senses and get saved. Before you leave this walk of life.
Amen.
I believe every mom and daddy could say tonight, amen, at some time in their life, amen, if they have prayed and tried to pray for their children, God would watch over them, not knowing what they're into, amen, or what they're getting into. But let me tell you something, my God, He loves us enough, folks, that He'll do these things for us, amen, tonight. And if I could go on just for a few minutes, a lot of people said this, I said this in the beginning, and I'm not trying to preach to you something new. How about tonight I'm trying to tell you about the love of an almighty God. Hey, that loved you enough. Hey, amen, that sent His Son out of the splendors of heaven. Hey, amen, to suffer and to die for us. Hey, that we was unworthy. Hey, amen, not even fit to live. But praise God, He saw something about us that He desired to have. Hey, because He loved us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Tonight, listen. Paul said this in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. He said, though I speak the tongues of men, amen, and of angels, he said, though I can understand all mysteries, I can interpret in tongues, he said, but if I have not charity, he said, I have nothing.
Amen.
He said, I am nothing. He said, I've just become a sounding of brass and a tinkling of cymbal. You know what that is? That's just a noise. All people love them wind chimes. Amen, but they don't carry no tune, brother. They're not in tune. They just make a noise. That's all it is. I mean, I know when the winds are blowing because I can hear them things outside. Amen. They just make a noise. And a lot of times I believe, Brother Jerry, in the churches, hey, the preachers have forgotten, amen, the ways of God. Amen. Because He said, preach, how the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Brother, listen, they said to repent. And we're trying to preach other things to reap and to take care of this world in the modern day. But I'm here to tell you that same love with Paul, his songs begin to sing, and you give God praise, and then the gates swung open, and the chains fell off. That same God is still here today, and that same Spirit is going to raise us up one of these days. It has not changed.
Amen.
It has not changed. Hope is still. It's still real. Amen.
Amen.
Paul said, I can do all these things and I can not have charity. He said, I am nothing. How he went on to tell us about how the love there, amen, how it's not easily puffed up, how it's not easily made mad, how it don't just think of itself. Amen. When's the last time? Folks, seriously, that we have thought about somebody else, amen, and got serious with God about somebody else or going through something. Amen. I'm so busy with myself. I can't think of nobody else sometimes. I'm so worried about this and so worried about that. Amen. And I forget about, amen, my neighbor are dying. Amen. Or this one's sick. Amen. Or this one down the road's in trouble. Amen. Mamas and daddies used to get on the altar because they loved their children. And they would weep and cry. Amen. For them to be saved.
That's right.
Because they loved them.
Amen.
I don't agree with my family. I don't grieve with my children what they do, but I love them.
Yeah,
amen. God gave them to me, brought them into this world. We've raised them. Amen. They're grown. They make decisions of their own. But I'm here to tell you, if one of them died tonight, I'd be a miserable mess.
Yeah.
Not because they died, but because they don't know the Lord. Amen. They don't know God tonight. Amen. They've heard of Him. Amen. I believe both of them been saved at one time. Amen. Both of them been baptized. Amen. Both of them went to church, brought up in church. Amen. But listen, how they went out into the world. Amen. And they think the world has all the answers. But I'm here to tell you. I'm going to rephrase that. I can't even get my stinking boy out of his bedroom. Amen. He's just in his bedroom. Amen. Waiting for the end of time to come. Amen. But listen, tonight I love him enough that I want him to be saved before he leaves here.
Amen.
Paul said, there's three things that remain. He said, hope, faith, and charity.
Yeah.
You know what he said back up there in the Bible? He said, boy, he said, though I have all faith, though I have all knowledge, all wisdom, he said, but if I don't have charity, he said, I am nothing.
Yeah. Right.
Think about that tonight. Mm-hmm. All the wisdom that we could have, all the goodness that we could do, amen, it won't matter to nothing if we don't have that love.
Amen.
How do we know? What's the Bible tell us how we know we're saved?
Amen.
Because we pass from death to life and we love the brother.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because we love one another. Amen. As Christ loved us. Jesus said, no greater love than this. If a man lay down his life for a friend, he said, ye are my friend.
Amen.
If you do whatsoever I command you. Amen. But listen, that's our problem. Amen. You know, we're growing up. Amen. We want to get 18 years old. Elijah, I hope you're paying attention some words, honey. Oh, I want to get older so mom and daddy don't tell me what to do. Let me tell you something right now. I'm 55 going on 56, and I would give anything if my daddy was around to tend my heart and put me back in line. Amen. Sometimes I say, son, this is the way you need to do this. Amen. It makes my life a lot easier sometimes. But silly me, I have to make those decisions.
Yep.
When daddy was correcting me, it was a lot easier.
Amen.
But now, amen, I find it foolish when I have to try to figure it out myself. Because I ain't got no sense, Kathy. Amen. If I'd paid more attention when I was young, maybe I'd have more now. But listen, he said, though I have all these things, and he said, I don't have love, charity. If you look up charity, that's what he's talking about. He's talking about love. Perfect love.
Yeah.
Amen. He says, cast us out fear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fear of what? Fear of death. Fear of judgment. And then we have that fear come back in our life. Because why? Because we start losing our first love.
Amen.
I was preaching a message one Sunday morning. Never forget this. I haven't been pastoring but about a year. And boy, at that time, I guess if you could say I could preach, I was preaching pretty hard. I was younger. And I said, the Lord said, he would give me hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, he'd spew you out.
Yeah.
Sister was sitting on the second row, and I said, how are you, Gwen? She said, I'm comfortable. And that just floored me. I had to stop her thing. I got so tickled, I couldn't understand it. But that's the way the church is.
Yeah,
they've gotten comfortable.
That's right.
Amen. We've gotten comfortable. So I've used that a lot over the years. Amen. It ain't just that you're lukewarm. Amen. It's you're comfortable.
Yeah.
Amen. You got comfortable. And the Lord come back and find us in that state. You know what? We should be a loving one. They're showing people love. What got you saved? Now, don't get me wrong. I was scared. I was afraid I was going to go to hell.
Yeah.
Jerry's talking about his old pastor. Let me tell you something. He was an old little man. Put his arm around me and told me he loved me. Tore my world up worse than any man ever told me yet in my life. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't think straight. Why did he say he loved me?
Yeah.
That was on Tuesday night. Saturday night, I found out what that man's talking about.
Amen.
I found that same love that he had for me. When that man told me that he loved me, it just done something to me. Because no man, let me tell you something, no man had ever told me that he loved me. No man. I growed up in a home that love wasn't showed.
Yeah.
We had food on the table. We went to bed. Don't get me wrong. I'm thankful for that. But I wasn't tucked in bed at night and told that I was loved. And, hey, man, mama loves you. Daddy loves you. Wasn't none of that stuff. Hey, man, I went to bed. We got bedtime. That was it. I got up in the morning and started my day. But when that man told me that he loved me, it flipped my world upside down. Because there was something different about how he said it.
Yeah.
He meant it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And when somebody means it, you'll know it.
Yeah.
Don't have to ask them. I was a lost man, and I knew he meant it.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it just tore my world up.
Bless you.
Listen, Jesus loves us. God loves us. He wants us to love one another. We need to get along in the churches. We need to love one another. We need to be able to fellowship with other churches and love them. I don't agree with everything. I don't. But I tell you one thing I do agree on. We are love one another.
That's right, brother.
And love will conquer all things.
Yeah.
It'll help us overcome a lot of things.
Right. Amen.
Think about how much he loved you. He didn't have to save you.
Mm-hmm.
But he loved you.
Yeah.
And wanted to. He didn't want you to go to hell. He wanted you to be saved. Kathy, at an early age, he saved you. Old man got saved. I mean, God loves us enough that there's a point in time for us that he wants us to know that he loves us and he'll pull us up and he'll hold us. Now, I'll say this and I'll hush, promise. My kids had grown up and my grandkids came along. And I had a little grandson, my first grandson, stubbornest boy I've ever met in my life. And I'd whip him sometimes so I was so ashamed. I'd wear him out, Brother Eric. And I mean that boy, you couldn't make him listen, you couldn't make him do what, and you couldn't make that boy do anything. And I'd get so ashamed. But no matter how I whipped him or how I'd punish him, I'd take him, put him on the seat. That's the worst thing you could do to that kid. Make him sit down, kill him. You could whip him all day. He wouldn't mind you. You could set him down like where Joe was at, tell him to sit there. He'd beg and plead, I'll never do it again, and everything else. Why, I don't know. But anyway, as soon as everything would calm down, he'd be running around playing. Next thing you know, he'd be up in my lap, patting me on the jaws, kissing me, telling me how much he loved me. That's love.
Yeah.
He knew I wasn't doing it because of being mean to him. God has to correct us, and he don't do it because he's being mean to us.
Right.
He does it because he loves us.
Amen.
Amen. If you would tonight, I don't know. I hope you don't think I'm going off and saying nobody loves this or loves that. I'm just trying to tell you how much God loves you. And if you love him tonight and you want to come and tell him how much you love him, he'd like it.
Amen.
It wouldn't bother him a bit. Matter of fact, he'd embrace it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Heard a man this morning testifying, talking about how God blessed him, and the more he bragged on him there, the more happier he got. And a few minutes he broke out and had to testify some more.
Right.
Because God was blessing him for bragging on what he was doing. Mm-hmm. God loves it when we tell him what he means to us. He loves it when we tell other people what he means to us. So tonight, if you feel like you want to come and just say, Lord, here am I, and I love you. I thank you, God, for everything you've done for me.
Bless you.
Be a good time to do it. I mean, all the time we think we go to the altar just because we sin, but I tell you what the altar's for.
Uh-huh.
It's coming to praise God. Amen. Yeah. To offer up sacrifice.
Amen.
Give him glory. Give him honor.
Yes, bless you.
Let him know.
Yes.
Amen.
Lord, bless you.
We love.